The people who donated a portion of their permanent fund dividend checks this year were generous. On average, they gave $108 per person, a record high since the program was created. But that generosity didn't quite make up for the drop in number of people who decided to donate.
This was the first year that the program saw a decrease from the year before.
That's Jason Gren, manager of the Alaska Community Foundation's Pick, Click, Give program. He's also an independent candidate for State House, challenging Republican Representative Liz Vasquez for her seat. Each year, when Alaskans sign up for their PFDs, they have an option to donate $25 or more to hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the state. And by most accounts, the program has been successful. Alaskans have given millions to organizations like Catholic Social Services, public media, food banks, and Planned Parenthood. This year, nearly $3.2 million was donated to more than 640 nonprofits, but that's down from $136,000 last year.
I think, you know, this year we saw less people giving who maybe realized, hey, I'm going to maybe need my PFD this year.
And there's a chance it could get worse for the program and the nonprofits that depend on it for revenue. When Alaskans decided to give this year, they didn't know that Governor Bill Walker was going to veto half of their dividend checks. Gren says that means they could be even less likely to donate next year. He says the Pick, Click, Give program will have to emphasize the importance of helping nonprofits, knowing that people might be hesitant to give. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.